2. Moving money. Improving infrastructure. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Milton Berle. Lagos. As the workday drew to a close, Tayo Oviosu swayed in his chair. Pulsating rhythms by the Nigerian techno star P-Squared spilled from his flat-panel Apple desktop. The computer was the only high-end item in his threadbare office on the top floor of a 4-story brightly painted building in Lagos, Nigeria's largest city and commercial capital. A few of Tayo's employees were drifting out the door toward home. Outside, rush hour was in full swing. Cars and motorcycles vied with the decrepit and rusting yellow minivans, donkos, that function as makeshift public transport. Street peddlers snaked between vehicles, hawking goods they miraculously balanced atop their heads. I, too, had been gathering my things and preparing to head back to my hotel when suddenly the music stopped. I looked up expectantly. Tayo no longer looked like the laid-back 36-year-old hipster, unshaven and sporting dark-framed glasses, who had spent the day enthusiastically telling me about his startup, Paga Tech, a digital payments company. He looked worried as he stared at the email message he had just received. "Our connection to Glow has gone out," it read. An important piece of Nigeria's infrastructure was buckling again. Glow is Globacom, a Lagos-based telecom operator that runs one of the mobile networks on which Paga Tech relies. The fiber optic connection between Paga and Glow had been inexplicably lost and would take several hours to repair. Tayo scrambled to deploy a backup, as he had done many times before, assuring regular, continuous service of any kind to this vast, crowded, and increasingly important nation on Africa's west coast is one of Tayo's biggest challenges. A lack of proper infrastructure stalls everything in Nigeria and keeps the country from realizing its full potential. Poor infrastructure, bad roads, corroding bridges, insufficient plumbing and electricity, improper sanitation, dilapidated public transportation, and neglected ports, waterways, and airports hampers mobility. At best, it slows down physical movement.